This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 147 for Thursday, November 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning, seeing a correction after posting solid gains earlier this week. Canola down 8 to nearly $10. The January contract down $8.50 at $711 per ton. That January contract had traded above its 50-day moving average for the first time in 2 months yesterday, but values ran into resistance and backed away from that level as traders took profits. Losses in Chicago soy oil and soybeans accounted for spillover selling pressure in the Canadian oilseed. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also down on the day. However, the Canadian dollar, it's also weaker, and that's providing some underlying support for canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain in some dry regions of Brazil contributed to the sell-off in soybeans, although southern parts of the country have been too wet so far this year. Profit-taking in palm oil and broad declines in the energy sector, as U.S. crude stocks came in above expectations, were also bearish for the grains and oilseeds in general. January soybeans down 23 cents at $13.61 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 3.9 million tons were a marketing year high. That provided some support. Crush data released yesterday showing a record amount of soybeans processed in a single month this October also underpinned the market. Corn, it was pressured by the improving Brazilian weather forecast. The December contract down 3 cents at $4.67 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales hit 1.8 million tons. That was a 78% increase from the previous week. U.S. wheat futures lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the December contract at $7.29 per bushel. Kansas City also down 5 cents in December at $6.35 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in the December contract at $5.50 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of only 176,000 tons were disappointing, well below the previous week and the four-week average. But persistent dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. plains, as wheat crops will be going into dormancy, did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.